It was 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning. I was terribly excited. We were on our way to the beach, which was 2 hours away from home. My body felt exhausted in the heat of our desert country, and I anticipated a good swim. Time passed as we drove through the mountains, sand dunes, and desert land. 2 hours later, I caught sight of the welcoming blue ocean. Oh, for a swim! Drive on faster, I urged my father. The excitement was mounting. We stopped at a traffic light when suddenly weird sounds were heard from the car. Then, without a warning, the car broke down. We were in a fix, with cars hooting madly around us. Dread set in. Would we reach the beach or not? Just then, a car pulled up beside us. A man got out and advised my father to get to the side of the road. They worked together, and alhamdulillah, the car was soon on the side of the road. The man himself parked in front of us and then got out to help my father. While sitting in the car, aircon off, perspiration dripped down my face. I felt upset. But looking out of the window, I saw this man, a stranger to us, working in the car that was really steaming. Perspiration poured down his face. He had insisted on doing the work himself, burning his arm and hand in the process. It was soon discovered that a pipe had burst, and the car would not move forward without it being replaced. At this point, you would imagine the man to leave us, to sort ourselves out. But no, that's not what he did. Instead, he took my father in his own car to the mechanic. He helped him get the correct part, brought my father back, and then he himself took the trouble of repairing the car. Not forgetting that it was mid-morning and the sun was beating down mercilessly, yet still he didn't leave us, but rather waited to see the car moving smoothly. What stood out for us was that he did all this in the scorching heat, but with a smile on his face. This may sound impossible, but it is true. Later on, we found out that this man was actually on journey himself, yet he still assisted us. That's not all. We also learned that this man was a Sayyid from the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have learned from this man's random act of kindness that whatever we do, even if it may be helping a total stranger, we should do it wholeheartedly with a smile on our face, purely for the pleasure of Allah. I've also learned patience from this man. While sitting in the car, I was becoming really impatient with the heat and my desire to plunge in the sea. But looking at this man working in the beating sun gave me patience and cooled me down. This random act of kindness from this stranger saved us a great deal of trouble. He saved us 2 days of hassling with the mechanic, which would obviously have meant our trip would have been totally spoilt. But alhamdulillah, through this individual's random act of kindness, I swam that very afternoon. Indeed, in this world, there are hidden gems.